This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret, about a secret little show.
Everybody, it's the Secret Show for June 23rd of 2022, and our special guest today is V. Hale.
Yeah, what
Hi.
Oh, yeah. Not as enthusiastic the second time around.
Oh, well, I mean, I already did that.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm just saying that it was very, like, compared to how we all lost our minds on the regular air.
Oh, no,
yeah.
I mean.
Like, the bar was up here.
Yeah, she's letting, she's really letting down.
I didn't mean to let you down.
I mean, my day's ruined.
But whatever.
So carry on.
That happened today, you know.
Yeah, that was, I just did it.
Not too long ago.
Just a second ago.
Huh, that's weird.
It's already erased. Wow. Women are fun.
Yeah. Keep it up. Yeah, keep up the good, hard work.
Right.
Keep it up.
I don't get it.
You set the bar.
I think only Bryn saw that.
Yeah, I saw that.
I didn't see it. Were we looking at each
other? Testing.
Oh, you're good. Wait, she was like this?
Yeah.
Oh. Yikes, I didn't see that. That's cute, though.
That is.
You wear it well.
It's almost like I can see the. Yeah.
Yeah, I really like to paint the picture.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, with
what? We get used to that being on radio. So we got to, like, people can't really see us, but you guys can see that.
But now
so
I can see you with the hand motion. It's like.
I'm milking a cow. What?
Yeah, well, yeah. And they're huge ones, too, by the way.
You're milking two cows.
She can't even get her hands around them. And then they're like.
Milking a cow is like this. Milking two cows is like this.
Why milk one cow when you can milk two?
Oh, boy.
Wow.
God, you love milk. It's shooting right on your face.
It's
that
full
milk.
Of protein.
Oh, wow. All right.
It's hot, you know, when it comes out of the udder. It's a hot milk. It's hot.
Jesus.
Hot.
Milk. I never thought about that.
Yeah. Well, that's because you've never had milk shot directly into your mouth from an udder.
It's the same for all kinds
and you
of
have?
Stuff being shot out. It's always warm.
Always hot. Yeah, it's hot.
It's
goats.
Oh,
yeah, goats.
It's usually, you know, like body temperature.
Yeah,
that makes
it's
total
hot.
Sense.
It's like 100 degrees.
Never
90,
even given
90
that a
degrees.
Thought.
How would you mean? You've never had your own splooge hit your tummy?
Me?
And you'll be like, ow, that's hot.
I've never had splooge hit.
Oh, who's
tummy.
Talking about splooge? I'm talking about milk.
What? Are you like the cleanest splooge?
How do
What's
you jack
on?
Off without, yeah. I mean, what are you doing?
You go on your tummy every time?
I didn't say I go on my tummy every time.
You got a belly button full of splooge?
No, I've never gone directly on my belly button. I think.
No, I'm not saying you're trying to, but you're shooting.
Like you're
cum.
Flinging it around.
No,
it's and
either
excited. And...
It's either going on somebody else or else.
Or in a little Dixie cup.
Or in like a paper towel or
a sock.
You grab a paper towel. That seems rough.
Yeah. Well, I'm. The thing is, tough. You said.
It seems rough.
That
seems like the rough surface to wipe your wiener with.
I'm not really wiping. I'm like shooting into it. Like
you, yeah, but then don't you like, isn't there like a string that's attached?
Wait a minute. So let me try and get this straight. Uh-huh. So here you are. Are you seated or are you laying down?
Can we turn Vinny down just a hair? He feels really loud in my ears. Alex?
I've done both.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm usually seated, I guess.
Can you turn Vinny down just a
And then how are you doing it that you're... going on to the, so you stand up and go, all right.
No, you just like kind of cup it, you know? And why is that? That makes total sense.
Oh, you do that? Are you talking, you do the block and curl?
Not even block and curl. You can just put it right over the top and just splooge into it.
You put it over the top?
You're saying you wrap your dick in paper towels.
No. When you come on the towel. But you don't have to stand up for that. You don't have to really cover the whole top.
You put the lid on and hope to...
Yeah.
You're a very controlled shooter.
I'm a controlled... Well, the whole thing is planned out. Like
You guys shoot?
Well, it depends on how much, you know, on excitement.
Like, what's the furthest you've ever been? Like,
I'll give you an example.
Like, holy shit, I just hit the ceiling.
Here's an example.
All right.
If you just are trying to get this over with and you're kind of in a rush and you do it, your cum actually kind of dribbles out. It doesn't shoot. If you're super turned on,
I've never seen it just dribble.
If you're super turned on and into it, and even you do a little bit like, I'm close, I'll stop.
Build up the pressure.
And then you finally just go, pow!
Really?
Then it will shoot.
Volcano.
Shoot out. It's like, leave at speed and fly.
Oh. And
that's what I'm saying. I don't know how you would never have had that land on you.
Well, if you're ready, because you know when you're about to come, right?
Right.
So it's not a surprise every time.
Yeah, but so you get it ready.
Oh, like, shit, I shot myself in the face again.
Oh, no. Oh, shit, where did that come from?
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
I should open my mouth.
I should try this.
Yeah, I should try and catch that. Damn it, I wasn't ready.
I did have a lot of pineapple. I heard it was sweet.
Jesus. Anyway, how did we end up here?
I don't know.
No idea. Oh, I know why, because...
Oh, because V-Hale was milking cows. Oh,
right. Took it in the face from two of them.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that you guys are...
I'm just a country gal doing my farm chores.
He's a milkmaid.
Productive.
She's just a nice milkmaid.
I'm just trying to make sure everyone has something to drink.
She's awesome.
But especially you, though, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
I'm just going to... I want to speak, and I'm holding back.
It's funny how much dirtier the show is. Like, we guess you got dirty, and yet it just doesn't.
Oh!
Yes.
I have a question, V-Hale.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. When you are with a lover, like, let's say your last boyfriend.
Lover.
And you've been together, I don't know, you were together how long?
A term. Last long term, three years.
3 years. And what would you say is the percentage of times you bone... Like, let's say you bone, I don't know, 2-5 times a week, whatever the number is. What percentage of the times you bone is anal?
Oh, good question.
I mean, I don't know a percentage.
One out of every 100, one out of every 10.
Oh, I don't know. To break it down that way,
I once every birthday?
Maybe... No. We didn't do it like birthdays. Like,
two or three times a year?
Maybe over 3 years, five, he got it.
Total.
Oh, five times. So a tiny percentage. Yeah. You probably got it. That's probably like 1% of all the times you guys did it. Yeah, that's not a regular go-to. All right, get Alex. Someone get A-Ho on the mic. We're gonna need him to get into the Zoom meeting.
The reason I ask you this is because we were talking to Alex yesterday. And he was saying...
We had to drag this out of him, too. It wasn't like he volunteered this. This was just like...
This was a question I asked.
A series of pointed questions. That he partook. Yeah, okay.
So I asked him...
Get on the Zoom. Hold on. Wait till he's on.
Do you do the anal? And he was like, yeah, I'm into it. I like it. And I'm nice. Well, what's the percentage of times when you bone? And I was like, is it 25%? And he goes, well, probably a little more. And I was like, whoa, what, like a third? And he goes, well, I don't know math very well. And I was like, okay, well, it's just,
it's
more. I feel
like he said definitely more than 25%.
Oh, no, more than 25%. Yeah. But he didn't know if it was half the time. But he is fully, like, that is what they do. And he likes that better than regular vag sex. He likes that the best.
So the reason
let him into the
butt.
No,
that
listen,
often?
I'm waiting on him to get in.
Get in already. Hurry up.
Your hostility is making this uncomfortable, Sarah. I
just want him to be on
anyway.
I'm trying to get in.
Yeah, he's in. He's here.
He's in. He turns his camera
on. The reason I'm asking you is because I was curious. I do think that you see anal in porn way more like today than you would have 20 years ago.
That's
so
why it's... men are idiots too, is they think they can just ram a butthole the way they do in porn.
Right.
It's not how it works.
Right.
Be nice to Alex V.
No, I wasn't saying that to him. I'm saying to men in general. They watch porn and then they're like,
I feel attacked already.
Hey, there's no time for sensitive Sallys, okay? We don't have time for this crap. No, you can't just ram a butthole, dude. It's not.
Well, I'm sure his wife is in, right? She's down.
Yeah. I don't just go in like that. Yeah,
I wasn't saying he did. I was saying that's what's wrong with porn.
But I agree with you.
Learn from porn.
Right.
Yeah, it wasn't. Wasn't
the reason I asked you is because upon asking him, it was a really surprising answer. I thought, well, but that's the young people who've grown up on this porn where that's regular. In many cases, they go right to that. They skip the vagina and go to the butthole.
Well, she wants to stay a virgin for marriage, I guess.
I don't know. I'm surprised by that.
Oh. I'm like, well, now this just got way more confusing. Like weekly, do you throw it in the butthole?
Would you say it's more daily or weekly? I wouldn't put a number on it, but yeah, possibly. I mean,
weekly.
I hope you shower your woman with gifts because that, my friend. Like, did you read tutorials on how to do this? Like, that's not... That's not, I don't want to say that's not normal because there's nothing that's normal. But
yeah,
like,
I think we're I would say not weekly. I mean, you know, because.
But daily.
No, I would say, you know, the thing is I'm working a lot right now. We're both kind of working. So we do get busy. So we don't.
Oh, yeah. You're busy. So you can't throw in the anal. Right. Totally.
When we're
lucky.
Totally
relate to that. Yeah.
It's weekly. God. But if we're busy, then we
Yeah, we got a lot going on. So, you know, it's I feel like when
even
we do.
Even if it's once a month.
That's still a lot.
That's crazy.
Yeah. When we get action going on, you know, we have a good time. So.
So what, during COVID, there was a
we
lot of anal
have a
then,
good
right?
Time.
You weren't real busy, everyone's working from
home. Fucking we you're speaking of.
During COVID, yeah. I mean, but a lot of just normal, you know, it's not just all that, but yeah, I mean, you know.
Wow. Vinny's hand is up again. This is very surprising.
Alex, can I ask you a question? Are you and your wife looking to ruin all the fun you're having with kids, or have you guys decided you'll just keep having fun together?
I think he said he was trying, that they're sort of trying.
Oh, well, Alex, children aren't born through the butthole. So if that's what you're trying to, you know that, right?
In case you didn't know about
that.
Yeah,
I want to make sure you know that, like, you want to finish in the vagina.
Swim across
the if you finish in her ass every time.
Yeah, it's not connected. It's
those,
not connected.
Those die an immediate
find,
death.
They're not going to find the egg there.
Right. Contact with shit kills for. Sperm.
Right.
But
so wrong.
Yeah, no, we do want to have kids. We've been talking about it, of course.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
You're having so much fun.
You're having so much fun.
You're going to look back and go, what? You know, we are great.
We're not going to rush into it, you know, okay. So it's just talking about it. Like, let's get those initial talks at least, you know.
Keep shooting in her butthole. You're doing the right thing.
Yo, dude, what is happening?
Always finish there.
Always.
I want to... Are you reserved, or is this like a, is my wife going to get mad that I'm talking about throwing it in her butt on a weekly?
Yeah.
Because you're holding back a little. Is it awkward?
No, I think, yeah. I think, you know, of course, you know, I think about her, you know, a little bit. You know, I don't
want
her
know?
To be...
Does she know, or you're like, maybe she doesn't listen
about
to the
her,
secret show.
I'm assuming she doesn't listen, and yeah we're not able to tell
her. She hasn't brought it up. He's told so many stories.
We were
every time we mine this shaft, we get a new nugget. Oh, Finn.
That is.
I have a question.
Up again.
Hey, Alex, do you
saying yes.
Do you tongue her butthole before you put your penis in, or no? You're not into that.
I don't.
What you but, anal on a reg and you don't. Butt munch, dude?
I do. I would. She doesn't like it. So
she'll take.
Oh,
your...
this. Oh, wow. Okay. This is taking
weird.
A turn.
Yeah.
This
how does she
turn.
Like one and hate the other?
I don't. I think she
like one is literally amazing,
said,
and the other is all for you.
I think
you
said yesterday that she endures. Like she's able to tolerate that, and she knows
she
likes it more because
like
he likes
anal.
It. Yeah, she likes it because he likes it, right?
Yeah, and it's been something we've worked at.
Well, I'm going to tell you something right now, and I don't want to ruin
work,
everything
bro.
For you, but if you have kids with her, that door is going to close. Because you know what she's been doing? the nice thing for you. And if you're telling me that she doesn't like
you're
that and you're getting it
dude.
Weekly, you're barely going to have sex. She'll be grateful for anything that you can get. And that door, closed, slammed, locked, bolted, barred.
You're going to say to yourself,
there's going to be pieces of wood barring
that
thing.
You're going to say to yourself right now, because I did the same thing. Oh, not us.
Not us.
We're fine. No. It's going to be great.
It's going to keep on like this.
Right.
I will say she is, you know, the most amazing, you know, chick I've ever known. So, and she's
that's why you married her.
So, yeah, of course. So,
you also haven't been around her as she's sleep deprived, had her vagina ripped to her asshole.
Yes, oh, and then ripped down to the asshole,
sucking on her tit day and night. Like she is literally.
And then you,
we were talking
and then
about
you want to fuck her in the ass.
That's pretty hostile.
Yeah, I wonder if she'll be down for a quick ass fuck while this is all going on. I wonder. Just, you know, consider that.
You have to be, though, like. That's not even being like, what did you say, Brim? What did you call it?
What did I call it? What?
You said, wow, that was graphic or something. I just
oh,
said,
hostile.
That's what
the
women
way you guys
go
are
through.
Yeah, no,
we're
I
just trying to, we're trying
Brooke
to help.
Is hostile.
Alex, I agree, but, don't. You know.
Oh, I. You know what? I'm looking at him through the camera. I realize I got him right here.
Yeah, yeah, he's
in
right
the
here.
Same room with me. I. She needs the camera. I don't. I don't.
That's fine. You can.
Alex.
Oh, Alex is not amused. Alex doesn't look. You know what? He's seeing reality and denying it. He's like in his head. He's going, nah,
not me,
not us.
Well, maybe he loves
these
kids
fools.
More than he loves the asshole. Who knows?
Oh well, you do. Right? I mean, you would give it up if it meant your kid's life. I mean, there's almost nothing you wouldn't trade. So, you know, yes, the trade is fair. That's a fair trade.
First time.
How old are you, Alex?
35.
Oh, how old's wife?
Got time.
She's 30.
Yeah, you guys are
she's
right in that
time.
Sweet
you're
spot,
right.
though.
Yeah, window,
you're thinking. Yeah. You're thinking about it.
I mean,
yeah.
So, V, you say a handful of times over the course of years, which is kind of where I'm at. I don't.
Yeah, once in a while,
I don't
happens.
Even kind of consider the option
tonight's
regularly.
Special. Yeah.
Not even kind of.
No. No. In fact, the last time I did it where I was like, I was shocked how good it felt. I was on drugs. I was on a lot of the coca, and I'm like, I don't know, like, it's not in my butt, so it's not a numbing agent there, but it was, for some reason, it was so enjoyable.
Oh,
I was
goodness.
Shocked.
Oh.
It was wild.
Yeah,
huh.
Yeah, I think that there's, like, maybe the salad tossing with the vibrator on the clit happens fairly regularly, but there's not anal actual... You know, laying pipe
that
into the butthole.
That just sounds delightful.
What? Oh, hey, you know, like tossing the salad with the...
Having a dude lick your butthole while you got a vibrator going.
Well, that's
like...
why, I mean, you've never done that?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
we really
I'm just
are different
right now,
people.
That sounds
oh, yeah.
delightful.
We
mm-hmm.
all like the different
I'm missing
things.
The person for the butthole part, though. Well.
Yeah.
Anyone want to volunteer for tribute, or... Not you guys. People listening.
Okay.
My wife won't let me. Darn her.
Alex, before you go into Babyland, anyone? I'm kidding. I meant listeners. God, I'm not talking to you guys.
Yeah, listeners, you know,
that,
DTF.
That joke got taken way too seriously.
Step up.
Scary.
Anyway.
You can contact me at, just kidding, please don't, because I actually get.
She gets bummed out.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah. She gets a lot of. Inappropriate messages. I will say, dude
says things like this.
I know, but even
like,
when you know,
they fucking contacted me.
But look,
you know what? I'm gonna read this.
Oh, read
I'm gonna read. Well, I don't say please slide into my DMs and be a creepy bastard. This, I hope this guy isn't listening. He scares me. I took a screenshot and then blocked him. Oh. Yeah, you've
okay.
been blocked if you're
all
listening.
Right.
He claims to be Sarah's friend. Okay.
Okay.
He, in his picture, so, you know what, I shouldn't be mad.
Text me to
him.
This.
He,
text me this. I want to see if this is actually a friend of mine.
There's no way after what he said to
okay,
me.
Okay, let me hear it.
There's, you know what, damn it, that's probably not the best that I brought this up and then don't have this on the ready to find it. Anyway,
we've got plenty, we can edit, we've got plenty of time.
It's fine.
Yeah, we've got plenty of time.
So you're telling
you
me this
sure?
is an inappropriate DM that you got from someone who is claiming to be a friend of mine. I'll let you know if they're my
yeah.
friend or not.
I'm friends with Sarah is how it started out. And then he sent me, I didn't, you know how you can leave it unread?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
By not opening it?
Yeah, by not opening, but you can mm-hmm. still see it, but they see it as unread.
Mm-hmm.
So I left it at that. And then he messaged me again. And that's when I was like, I read it to my friend because I'm like, I get creepy things all the time. And you're just like, yeah, it is what it is. Right.
Yeah.
And then
dudes.
My friend was like, no, you really, really need to block this guy. That's because at that point he's probably like, I don't know.
This is on your Instagram?
Instagram DMs.
Yes. Okay. Yes. On my DMs. Yeah. Damn it. Of course I can't find it.
You'll find
That's
it.
That's insane. You'll,
maybe because you blocked him. Maybe it's gone because you blocked him.
No, I took a screenshot of it.
You just take so many photos.
Well, I do actually.
Did you text it to anyone? Because you could look in that thread.
Well, you should be able to look at screenshots in your photos. Go to that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, good call.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
How do I do that?
Yeah.
You go to the files or the, what do they call those?
You mean like?
Yeah, albums.
Like categories albums? In your photos, yeah.
Go to albums.
Yeah, let's see.
Scroll down past the visuals where it says media types, and at the bottom will be screenshots.
Albums.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. That's amazing.
Media types.
Oh, screenshots of Hawaii.
Vinny the Tech Pro.
Apparently I have an insane amount
of screenshots.
I have so many screenshots. Damn. Right. Oh, there's a house I loved. I loved that
Jesus.
House.
Do you have any questions for Aho, Vin?
While we wait. Nah, because I don't want to ruin it.
Are you looking
through
the screenshots?
This out.
No, we're not going to cut this out. Unless it gets really boring.
What a bummer. What a bummer.
I'm dying to see.
All right, well, just tell us the gist of it. Tell us what was going on with that.
Well, see, now I can't remember, but it had something to do with, like, I want to please you, which that doesn't sound bad. It's the way he worded it, and that's why I wanted it specifically.
What's his name? Do you remember?
I want to say
something. Mike J?
Like Walter,
maybe? Mike J.
Who's that?
That's the guy that you
that's
were
the
hitting,
guy you
the
were
married
hitting
guy
on.
You're hitting on.
Bottle Rock.
Was like, oh, you never had your ass kicked because I'm going to do that for you. Alex, get back on there. Don't you're not
what
excused.
To him? Why
he left.
Out?
He doesn't want to.
Was that intentional?
My laptop died.
He probably feels dirty after the conversation we just made him had while everyone's listening.
What are you talking about?
Podcast.
He's every man's fucking hero.
He's a dream come
true.
Yeah,
but he seems like the nice guy that doesn't feel that way, I guess is my point, but
Sorry, you can't find it. It's all right. But the bottom line is that, like, people, I think because we talk dirty on here, and it's weird, because this, in a weird way, this is a private conversation that we later share. Like, yeah, it really
is
kind of a weird thing.
And I assume that someone's hearing it in their real time, and they respond in their real time, and then you get it 6 days later, where you're like, what the
Anyone
out of
who
nowhere
listens?
This.
To the radio and is like, I heard her say this on their podcast. Clearly she wants me to DM her and send her
I can
a nasty,
satisfy that.
Filthy message in my 70. Fuck you and fuck everyone who thinks that. Why? Because we're sitting here talking about sex. I want you to slide into my DMs and be a nasty piece of shit. No. Those are like the psychos that are like, they're talking right to me.
Yeah.
Right.
I heard you. Right. You know the people that
I know
crazy?
You're talking to me.
Well, that's what I'm
that
saying
is, not,
is that
yeah.
person's truly in their own real time going, oh, this is I'm part
yeah,
of this.
Oh no, I'm fully yeah she wants
yeah,
to hear
no,
me talking.
That if anyone says, oh, that's like saying, oh, she dressed like that, she was asking for
right,
it, like
exactly.
Just because I'm willing to sit here and have an open conversation.
Yeah, she tempted me and I couldn't
life.
Stop myself.
Yeah, just, you know, her boobs were hanging out and clearly she wanted me to rip her shirt off.
You're still looking shit, and can't
sorry.
Find it, huh?
Oh. I know. I'm like so mad. I know for a fact I kept it just in
well,
case.
Well, looks like we're not going to finish in the asshole after
sorry,
all
guys.
This. We're just gonna peter out, and it's all over now. Thanks
That's
a lot, V. Everything's ruined.
I'll just come in my belly button.
As usual.
So wrong,
so
dude.
Weird. I don't understand
well,
how
thing,
you never
how,
had your own that stuff
how
land
that
on
came
you.
Up was I was like, I didn't even realize. Well, of course, if you think about it, yeah, it's body temperature, so it's going to be hot. Yeah, yeah. But I just never thought about it. I never felt it.
You never
it.
Heard it called a hot shot or just a hot?
Maybe I have.
A hot shot
a
is
hot
also
shot is, hot shot is
somewhat ODing.
Oh, I never heard that. But I've certainly
really?
Taken my share of hot shots. Right in
I'm sure some
face.
People out there who are listening come into napkins too.
Sure.
I'm not
yeah,
saying
sure.
I don't either. I'm just saying you've masturbated every yeah. day of your life for 20.
Not every day, but
whatever.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Since you're 10. Uh-huh. It's most likely you'd have
He's
had
got
to
one
land
of those.
On
you.
Didn't,
like, when you were first figuring it out, you didn't like be like, oh, whoopsie, because you guys have no control.
Maybe I have touched it or felt it and just I didn't think, oh, this is warm. Maybe I'll just like, ah,
get this goo off of me.
Yeah,
right,
get this goo off. Wash it on the, you know.
I'm picturing Bryn's bedside table, and it's got one of those like municipal style napkin dispensers. You know, like you'd see in a diner.
Oh my god!
You know, so he just grabs a few of those and has them all ready to go. Like a little.
This can happen when you're having sex or getting a blowjob too. Because it's body temp, you can have what would be called, I don't know, what do they call those? When someone jumps on a ship and they don't pay.
Oh, a stowaway?
You get a stowaway cum spot because you're like, you don't even feel it. And then later what the fuck? I got a sticky splotch right here.
Yeah, that
scaly.
May have happened.
Okay, that happened.
Stowaway?
It just didn't come to mind.
It's a barnacle.
A splooge stowaway.
It's spermical.
If it has happened, it's very rare and, you know.
Has been so fun. Oh my god. I this show gets funner every day for me. I love it. Vihil, you're a delight as always.
I'm so mad. You come back on the show in 2 weeks with the this text. We're gonna all be waiting.
Yep. No, I'll find it.
No, you won't.
Send
the end.
Yeah, okay.